Hello and welcome to show 19 of the Zip & Co podcast show from Weymouth, Dorset, UK. This is going to be rather a short version because I've got a couple of items that I have to fit in here fairly quickly. One of them is a concert at the Weymouth Pavilion. I've got an exclusive interview with the one of the organisers on the show. So I think we should get going, shouldn't we?
All you wanna do is eat fried chicken.
Fried chicken fried.
All you wanna do is eat fried chicken.
Fried chicken fried.
Oh! All you wanna do is eat fried chicken.
Fried chicken.
Fried chicken.
I was just going to call Popeyes for fried chicken. Hang on.
Come in.
Why, Popeye the Sailor Man.
The interview I told you about at the start of the show is with Yvonne Claridge, who I talked to in her home recently about the upcoming show at the Weymouth Pavilion. I'll play the interview now and you can see exactly what she's talking about. So, here goes. Charity Chat.
This is Charity Chat, where Zip talks to local charities. Simple, really.
My name is Yvonne Claridge, and I'm a fundraiser. The charity I fundraise for is the Diocese of Plymouth Youth Pilgrimage to Lourdes, which we do every year. The event that we have on is called St. Patrick's Hangover. The reason for this is because it's on the 18th of March, which is the day after St. Patrick's Day. Personally, I wanted to call it St. Patrick's Hangover Cure, but people objected to that. And the event is actually an evening of live entertainment, various bands, local bands performing, and they've very kindly donated their time to us for free.
So how many bands have you got?
Well, in total we've got 9 acts.
Right.
Three of those acts are actually young people. So we've got 3 girls. One girl's a singer, one girl plays a clarinet, and the other plays the piano. So they're going to be performing.
Right.
The boy youth who are going to be participating in the trip to Lourdes, or those who've been before, have all said that they'd rather be on security. They're a bit shy, but we've got quite a number of youth who are either going this year or have been in the past, who are all coming to support and help us out. So if you come that evening and you see somebody wearing a blue T-shirt, that's one of our youth. We've got people like the Mockingbirds, Shirley, who will be presenting Lizzie and the Kittens that evening. We have Finian McCurk. We have, like I said, the three youngsters. We've got a wonderful girl from, she's a Russian girl called Zarima Munro, who's got the most incredible voice. And Zarima is going to be accompanied on the piano by Carl Simmons, who will be, and hopefully we shan't have anything too classical that evening, but certainly we might be looking at something more folksy. Who else do we have that evening? I'm trying to think now. Order of play. We've got, Skint Imperials are going to be joining us that night. And, of course, the famous Denny Boys Rock and Blues Band.
Right.
So that's our lineup for the evening.
So when you raised the funds, where is it going?
The funds are used to subsidise the youth who go on this pilgrimage to Lourdes. Now, the pilgrimage to Lourdes is a yearly thing, and pilgrims from across the Diocese of Plymouth, which is basically from Devon up to Dorset, youth from the age of 14 up to 30. So we have youth and youth leaders choose to take a week. They voluntarily give up a week of their time to go. And there's sort of three reasons to go. I mean, obviously there's the religious side, but putting that to one side, because not many youth go for that reason, as you can imagine. Most of them go for a holiday, but the most important thing is it's a service. They go to help with people who might have illness or who may be in a wheelchair. They give an awful lot back, and that week they work extremely hard to make sure that other people who are less able enjoy the trip. So the week is an exhausting week for them. Then the money that we raise, we subsidise half their trip, so they then have to raise the other half.
Right.
And the money is throughout the year. We do various events like this concert. I myself every Sunday or nearly every Sunday cook bacon rolls and sell them in various church halls after Mass, and we do bag packing. And we're very encouraged. We have a wonderful community, and people, because it's the youth who are going, really encouraged, are encouraged to assist and help with that. But it's not just limited to children who are part of the Diocese of Plymouth. For example, we have youth who go because they are friends of the youth who want to go and help, and they do go and help. So it's not, it's, you know, it's open to any youth who wants to go. And if there is a youth who would like to go and simply cannot afford to go for whatever reason, we will always find a way around that, and we will make sure that everybody gets there if they really want to go.
So, is there any way for people to contact you? Have you got a website? Or?
I don't have a website myself, but I can give you my telephone number. It's like I said, the Youth Diocesan Pilgrimage. So, for Plymouth, you could look at the Plymouth website, or you can contact me, Yvonne Claridge, on 077 66 111 470. That is the main contact number locally, and I have application forms or any information that people want. That's the best way to find out. St. Patrick's Hangover was actually the brainchild of Jane Brennan. And Jane came up with the idea a year ago, and we were going to just do a very small concert in one of the local halls in Weymouth. And then Dennis McGuire, who has become our musical director, got involved, and Dennis helped us to realise that we could make this quite a spectacular event, because he knows most of the local artists, and if it wasn't for Dennis and Jane, we wouldn't have got to this stage and taken it as far as the Pavilion in Weymouth. So we're really excited, because the acts that Dennis has introduced are incredible acts, and he'll kill me for calling him Dennis, because everybody knows him as Danny. And Danny is well known in Weymouth. He is a member of the Danny Boys rock and blues band, and he's well known to all the local musicians. And it's through his friendship with these musicians that they have donated their time to participate and perform in the show on the 18th of March.
Okay.
Thank you.
Piece of music you heard there after the interview was Arthur Adams and Around the Sun from the Podsafe Music Network. I'll include a link to his website on my show notes at www.zip.podomatic.com.
Hey up, it's the News Monkey.
What? No. got that for us? Okay, well, let's have a look.
Yes, well, let's have a look here. On this, on this edition of News Monkey, we've got some gig guide dates, and we've got a press release from the Weymouth Drama Club about their Royal Shakespeare Company to work with the Drama Club on The Tempest. So let's get on with it. Okay, so the first one is the Weymouth Drama Club summer production of Shakespeare's The Tempest is to be performed at the North Fort Weymouth this June and has been accepted as an associate production of the RSC's Open Stage Programme. The press release says this prestigious endorsement means that the club will work with their director from the RSC and benefit from national marketing of their original adaptation of one of the best-known plays in the Bard's repertoire. Director and adapter of The Tempest, Richard Grafton, who was responsible for the drama club's previous performance of A Midsummer Night's Dream, is delighted with this national recognition of the club's work. Richard's adoption of the play uses the original dialogue but is set firmly in the present day. The production will raise funds for the North Fort, one of Weymouth's principal visitor attractions. The interior courtyard of this Victorian building makes a perfect performance area, and the audience are encouraged to bring picnics to make a perfect summer's evening of quality entertainment. The press release goes on to say, the Open Stages programme aims to bring amateur and professional theatre together to encourage performance of Shakespeare's work. Successful companies will be encouraged to perform at regional centres and even at the newly refurbished Shakespeare's Memorial Theatre in Stratford-on-Avon. You can find out more. The Tempest is at the North Fort Weymouth from the 14th of June to the 18th, 2011, at 8 p.m. Tickets are available from Weymouth Pavilion Box Office on 01305 783 225 or via Weymouth Drama Club's website at weymouthdramaclub.co.uk. That's weymouthdramaclub.co.uk. That's that out of the way. Some band dates, some gig dates. This is at the Taste Bar and Restaurant in Weymouth. Yes, the 12th of March is The Normals. The 18th of March is Murphy's Law, Vinyl Monkeys. 19th of March is Smoking Gun. The 26th of March, Not Dead Yet. The 1st of April, Black Sheep. 2nd of April, Perfect Strangers. 8th of April, Swamp Fish. 19th of April, The Normals. 15th of April, Colt 45. 16th of April, Bad Apples. 22nd of April, The Underdogs. 23rd of April, The GTIs. 30th of April, Sidewinder. 7th of May, Smoking Gun. 8th of May, Black Sheep. 14th of May, Not Dead Yet, again. 15th of May, Murphy's Law. I will see if I can find a website for Taste Bar so you can access the information right from there. Next we have a event for the Queen's Hotel in Weymouth on St. Patrick's Day, Thursday, 17th of March. Now it's free entry, live music all night from 7:30 p.m. The acts include Gaz Brookfield, winner of Acoustic Magazine's singer-songwriter competition. Gaz has shared the stage with superstars such as Newton Faulkner, Nick Kershaw, Pete Doherty and Oxygen Thief. Tonight he brings us a mix of old classics as well as some of his own material. Also, Billy Hutchinson. Billy is one of Weymouth's rising stars. Tonight he's treating us to a whole set, and remember you saw him here first. Also supporting acts are Big Al Whittle and George Hall, who you'll catch an interview with on show 18. If you go back to my show notes and click on the button of show 18, it will play you an exclusive interview that I did with George at his home. One of the news stories that is filling the papers, local papers at the moment, is a poet has launched a new countrywide initiative to encourage people to pursue writing, poetry and performance. Andrew McMillan, 23, from Barnsley, became poet in residence at Weymouth Library, a post he will hold all year. He said, I'll be working with a group of young people towards a poetry performance at the end of the year. There are four poets in Dorset, and I was assigned Weymouth. I think I will try to get an interview with Andrew McMillan and see if I can include it on a forthcoming cast. What do you think? Let me know. More rustling of papers. Yes, there we go. Children have been swashing their buckle and learning how to speak like a pirate. The free Talk Like a Pirate sessions were held at the Pirates Adventure Golf in Weymouth in honour of Dorset-born actor Robert Newton. Most famous for his portrayal of the irascible Long John Silver in the 1950s film Treasure Island. Newton's performance in the film saw him take his natural Dorset accent to new extremes, firmly establishing him the legacy of iconic pirate speak. That's a good one. Pick up a penguin. 10 Glen Gentoo penguins are enjoying a holiday at Weymouth Sea Life Park. The playful Antarctic creatures join the park's residents, Humboldt penguins, after a long journey down from the world-famous Edinburgh Zoo collection. Marine expert Fiona Smith said, "They will be with us for 2 to 3 months, and they are staying here only while a special new home is created for them at Sea Life London Aquarium. They were driven down overnight, and staff with them said they settled down quickly. The trip went well, and they have all arrived safely. I hope they were given a luxurious limousine to travel down in." Well, you better get looking for some more news then, hadn't you? The music you just heard there was Big George Jackson Blues Band with the Kitchen Sink Boogie. You can find a link to their PodSafe Music Network website on my show notes. I think that's about it for the moment. You can contact me on MySpace by just going to myspace.com/Zipster, ZIPPSTER. You can contact me on Facebook by searching for Zipster right there. I'm now on Twitter at Zipster, ZIPPSTER. I have a new call-in line. If you look at the artwork for show 18 and 19, you'll see an 01305 number there. If you live abroad, just put +44 and remove the zero. So don't forget to remove the zero. Okay, that's show 19 in the bag. As I say, it's only been a very short show this time, but I wanted to get those events out to you. Okay, here's to show 20. Good grief, show 20. Do you believe it? And 20's already. I've been going a matter of years. Well, I'll do better, I promise. Okay, I'll see you soon. And keep looking at the skies. Oh, by the way, if you are interested in UFOs, I now have a new Facebook profile for my interest. If you want to go to MySpace and search for Fast Walker 1, that's F-A-S-T, Walker 1, you'll find my Facebook profile there. Log in, and I'm collecting fascinating people who I think have a part to play in all this, American, British. Also, I'm including podcasts and video. So, oh, and also, I've got to remember all this stuff. I now have a brand new YouTube channel where I'm including all the stuff that I love. So go over there. It's youtube.com/Zipster, ZIPPSTER. Okay, I think that's it. Finally. Whew. Okay, I'll see you next show, show 20. Bye for now.
We must plan for tomorrow night.
Why? What are we going to do tomorrow night?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
The Zip & Co. podcast show is a media presentation by Zip Creators.